This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 531. I am Brian Kilby. Today is August 9th, 2017. And I am here with my motley crew of Transformers fans to entertain and inform you with the best Transformers information you can get. How much does this show cost, people? Like $59.95 an episode? $39.95 an episode?
Have you been holding back from us, Brian?
Wait, we do the show for free? Oh my God.
I can't believe it.
Infomercial?
No,
business model seems untenable.
Well, no. Remember, the premier package is $99.99.
It's like gas. It's like buying gas. That's Don Ferguson, the headmaster. Don.
Does it cost $2010?
Nice. This is a special guest, Chris Triplett.
Oh God!
From the now defunct Fanboy Versus podcast.
You don't have to introduce me like that.
He's the reason
Chris
Triplett
killed
Fanboy Versus.
Yeah, it's his fault. It's his fault. That was XV, a.k.a. the other Chris.
I'm not Chris Triplett. Yes. I didn't kill Fanboy Versus. I killed Fanboy Versus Transformers.
Yes.
And it wasn't really my fault. That was more than me CI spinning its wheels for 6 months.
You tried to kill Fanboy Versus.
Oh, repeatedly. I even, made JD stop doing it.
I was going to say, you even stole their host.
Yeah.
That's true. That was Matt. Diecast, how are you doing?
I haven't slept lately.
Would that be because of all the wacky SWAT team shenanigans in your area?
No, it's not the SWAT team that's been around my house for the past couple hours. It's the Alchagus My Wallace.
We'll talk about that here in a couple minutes, which is amazing. Rob, how's it going?
Not bad.
And John DeLuna. John.
Yo.
How you doing?
What's up? I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. Okay, so let's go ahead and I didn't put this in the show notes. I sent myself a note. I wanted to mention this. Wanted to send a shout out to our pal, Eric Crownover, who's in the hospital right now. I'm actually surprised that he's watching live, so he won't hear this like tomorrow in the show posts. He's hearing it now, but get feeling better, buddy. So we can do that thing that we talked about.
Whoa.
Okay, yeah, I know, right? You'll find out about it after HasCon. You'll be at HasCon. Oh, wait, no, that sounds terrible. Okay, let's just go ahead and jump to...
Mysterious.
Let's just jump to what we got this week. Diecast, did you get anything this week?
I did get something. I got... this is a KO. It's the KO Bape MP10 Optimus Prime, the gray one. I just really liked the colors, and I wasn't, as Don always says, the Dynamics just didn't work out for the real one, because I think they're like $500 or $600, so I got the KO.
Nice.
Now,
who's that by, Diecast? Is that Weijang, or is it one of the other?
It's one of those that actually put Takara Tomy's name on the box, which I don't agree with. Okay. I don't like it. But at least I knew I was buying a KO, because if it was official, it would have been like $600.
Yeah, nobody cares about that. Tell us about what you really got that everybody wants to know about, which you don't have anymore.
It's just a little thing.
Yeah, just something small from a company that's not really well known, Fans Toys. I got their FT-20 Terminus Giganticus, and I got to play around with him for about 2 days, and I did the review, and it's pretty amazing. I'm really impressed with it.
11 pounds.
It's 11 pounds minus a Legend Sharkticon
that he happened to be holding.
Yeah,
but didn't you put it back in a box? Why did you put it back in a box?
He doesn't get to keep it.
I had to. Give
oh, you
it
don't.
Back.
You don't get to keep it. You have to give it back. So, okay.
Yeah.
Is there another round of reviewer that goes to, or does that go back to Fans Toys?
I don't know, but from what I saw, some people are actually starting to get in part A, the first part already. So, but what's different between like the test shot on the backpack had a red star, and on the production version, it's going to have a white star. So that is one way to tell.
Wow. That's so different.
Yeah. That figure was the most challenging figure I ever had to review just because of the size. And leaning over the camera, my back was killing me by the time I ended.
It didn't look that complicated though to put together. It actually looked pretty simple.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was pretty pretty simple. But just the heft of it alone.
And maybe for the future, for like really big things like that, you should consider investing in a helmet cam rig.
Yeah. I could have put a GoPro on my head and just.
Yeah. So looking at it, it came shipped to you in the two separate parts that it is going to be shipped to people, correct?
Right. Yes.
So were either of the two versions of any use whatsoever?
Well, the first version is the body and the head and the backpack and the wings. So until you get the second part, you can think of it as a bus.
You can't make a tank out of part of that?
You can make a tank out of it, yeah.
That's useful.
That's something, okay.
Yeah, that's something.
Again, my only concern was for the poor folk who just wind up with half of it, which I'm worried is going to happen.
At least from some retailers, they are holding back and shipping both components as one item. So, like, it just kind of depends on how your individual retailer is handling it. But in some cases, there's not even the option of you're only going to get half of it at once. And
good.
Then
bless those retailers.
Yeah, I know Orson from Captured Prey. If you go on his website, it says part A is sold out and part B is still available.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. I was like, that's not
good. Yeah.
So how badly should Kilby get this now?
I don't think it's for Kilby. Yeah. He would absolutely hate it if he had it.
I don't have a shelf that it can go on.
No, but it could support a shelf.
Yeah.
he still needs that the Make Toys Metro Titan.
Dystopia.
Yeah.
You know,
so if they color this blue, would you buy it?
That'd be pretty.
Yeah. I'm sure they will.
Yeah. No. Any other thoughts?
This
yeah.
Really makes me want them to do a Unicron. Like Terminus Gigantus for me personally is just a little bit too big. I think they could have scaled him down a little bit, and I hope they don't do a lot of these really huge figures, but I really want them to do a Unicron.
So, Donnacast, be big. Two things. Are you going to check out the DX9 Gabriel when it comes out, if you have the chance to?
Yes.
Will they send you a review sample, or will you have to buy one?
DX9, I never figured out how to contact them or get test shots. So
at this point, you don't have a relationship with DX9. So.
Yeah, no.
You have
so probably not.
You have it with Fans Toys. That's the one you care about. So
yeah.
So Blade Raider's asking in the chat, and that's something I've been curious about too. When you ship that back, did you have to pay for the shipping back, or did they like produce a label for you?
I didn't actually ship it. Luckily someone had it local. Hung to go over 215 Toys, and I was able to meet him and pick it up and review it and then take it back to him.
Okay.
So. Dakash, you probably covered this in your review, but did you put it up against next to Combiner Wars Devastator?
Since I did not put it up against Combiner Wars Devastator just because it's a little bit older. What I did put it up against was Trypticon. I have Skyfire in there from Fans Toys. I had MP10, Bumblebee. Well, so I had a couple other masterpiece figures in there.
Because that's probably how people are going to be displaying them with the whole Omega versus Devastator kind of thing.
He did put it against Trypticon, so there is a Titan-class figure.
Trypticon's similar in height to Devastator, too, so you get an idea from that.
I'd like to see it with, like, the world's smallest Transformers Seekers.
I mean, I put
Hulky would be... Ooh, Hulky would be nice.
Yeah.
Actually, damn it. You planted the seed.
Well, the seeds of the future are
buried in the past. Okay. Anything else, Diecast?
Yeah, I also got the I don't know where it is. I got the DX9 clear Starscream.
Hmm.
But I haven't opened it yet.
Cool.
So I cannot comment. It's been busy.
Wait, the DX9 or the Iron Factory?
The DX9.
Okay.
which is bigger than the Iron Factory, yeah, at least in vehicle mode, from what I see.
And the Iron Factory is a build a figure, whereas the DX9 is a standalone figure.
Cool, cool. I'll go next. So I got from XV, I got Squeaks.
So you got it already.
Yeah,
cool.
Today.
Awesome. It was estimated for tomorrow.
Yeah. Let's see here. I got the Combiner Wars. I am so living in the past. Titans Return Deluxe Wave 5. Those I finally got this week. And something I got, which I wasn't expecting, but we talked about it a little bit a couple weeks back, not directly, but the question came up, do Tomica toys transform? The answer is not really, but Tomica apparently inspired a transforming toy line based on something. I don't know. I don't speak Japanese, and I was having a hard time reading articles. But it's called Drivehead, and the reason I got it is this is one of the vinyl toys. This doesn't actually transform. It's a long, circuitous route to explain why I have this. I was looking at Amazon.co.jp to see if something had slipped and I could order Artfire from them without having to pay, without having to go through a third-party retailer. And the first thing I saw that I could buy was this Drivehead figure, which it was listed actually when I saw it under Tomica. I thought, oh, that's cool. Can I get it? It was 1,000 yen. And, you know, I didn't really need it, but I just wanted to see if it would ship. And shipping was also 1,000 yen, so it ended up being 20 bucks thereabouts. So it shipped. I got it today, and it sure is a vinyl toy, but it shipped from Amazon Japan. But I did some reading, and there are actual transforming versions of this, and one of them's a combiner. And I'm not a Brave guy like Don is, but it sort of reminds me in a way of Brave, at least the sort of the aesthetic, the way the stuff looks.
Can't be as brave as Don.
I know, that's true. I kind of want it, especially the combiner one. Looks like it goes, I can get it in parts for like less than $100. So it might be worth getting. I just thought it was pretty cool. But I know I'm completely butchering the backstory on this. I fully realize that. I just couldn't find a good article on it. But it very much looks like a Transformer. It's kind of, actually kind of like that toy that I've been working. If you follow me on Twitter or at TF Radio, I've been posting photos of my shelves as I replenish them with toys. And yesterday XV asked what one was on the shelf, and it was Gladion from Webdiver, which was again not Transformers, but it was a Takara transforming robot. And
Webdiver was the show they did immediately after Car Robots.
Yeah, and you just forget about all this stuff unless you're obsessive.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, unless you're obsessive about just specifically Takara non-transforming robots.
I mean, Webdiver did some interesting things, like the
galleon plug them into that TV turns into a dragon. Or something? You plug them into TV? Is that what that was? The Webdiver?
Yeah, I still want Galleon, who was the pirate ship.
Yeah.
When I was trying to look it up last night, I couldn't remember the name of it, so it just came to me. But there's a lot of stuff, Transformer-y stuff that's out there that you don't think about that. I didn't even realize this was a thing right now, which I kind of feel bad about.
I never hear anybody talk about that. What was it? Was it Transformers Go?
Yeah. There was Transformers Go. There's Cloud.
I never hear anybody talk about that. It's almost like that never even happened.
Panhead instead of Beast Hunters.
Yeah.
Nobody really talks about that because it was the Beast Hunters toys and then some original design stuff that nobody really liked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to be. I feel sometimes I could be more of a completist with this stuff. But at the same time, I really can't.
Yeah, that seems like kind of an investment to undertake.
But I don't buy giant third-party toys, so I should be able to afford it.
Yeah.
Hey, Triplet, since you're here this week, did you get anything?
Nothing this week, but last week I got Wave 5 Deluxes. I got...
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. I got a Leader Megatron from The Last Knight. And...
Sorry.
I haven't opened it yet, so I can't say that. So, and I got a Ram Horn from Titans Return.
Oh, I don't have that. That's awesome.
Yeah,
son of a bitch.
Haven't opened it yet, though.
Where'd you get it from? From Big Bad?
I got it. I paid too much for it. That's what I'll say.
Oh, okay. That.
eBay?
No.
Robot Kingdom?
No.
Where did you get it from?
Yeah, what's left?
I got it from Big Bad Toy Store. I have extra.
You said that you. That's figures. The first thing I asked.
I said I'm not going to say. That's what I said.
Okay.
Trip with a liar. That's He's, all.
Yeah, we know that.
Well, you gotta lie sometimes when you're playing Friday the 13th. By the way,
Don, did you get anything?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my god, I just noticed it.
The heck is it?
What is it?
Devil Stinger.
Oh,
Devil
wow.
Stinger.
Oh.
And as a matter of fact, I got that from Piao. He was selling his copy that he had that he did a review for, and it's complete. I need to go through the instruction manual and. Because he took some of the pieces off that he put on there for shipping because he sent it back in the original shipping container and it wouldn't ship fully together. So I got to put the tail back on and some other pieces. Short version is that I planned on getting him as my one big item this year. And then Omega came out and I decided, well, I can probably get that Pandanus later. I'm going to get the Devil Stinger later on. And Pial had that up on his for sale list, and it was a really good price. And I thought, well, I saved $150 on my Omega by using my eBay books that I had saved up. So, and at that price, I wouldn't find it cheaper than what I paid for it. So,
and then you bought two Cybertrons.
Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
confuses me. That hurts the whole Dominomics thing.
Well, no. So 30's in the chat and has an interesting theory here. Don must be robbing banks and 7-Elevens, and I think there's some merit to this idea.
No, wasn't there a point where you weren't going to get a single Cybertron, and now magically you've got two?
He was always going to get the one. I think he was always going to get one.
Right. It's just, again, I may take one of them back now, because, again, I wasn't planning on seeing that good of a deal for that item.
That was a really good deal. I saw the sale post.
Yeah, so... I may take one of the Cybertrons back just to not be stupid, but,
I'm banking on like Ross getting Cybertron.
Yeah. I hope so. Yeah.
Brian, I'm just going to tell you up front. If you go to Ross or you go to, what's the other store?
Ollie's,
and you find this, you grab it for me. You don't wait. On the Fortress Maximus.
I'm sorry.
And let somebody walk out with 18 of them. You get me.
Also, Kilby, if you see a Cloud Rodimus for cause.
So, but, Don, are you going to... So, I'd forgotten all about how in Master Force, Black Zarak flies around with, like, in that vertical position. Are you going to pose it that way?
I am not even going to attempt it. I was terrified getting him into a standing position without the tail just to show him off right there because I need more sleep and more time off to go through those instruction manuals because they're not the best instructions.
So I had this weekend I posted a video for Master Force from the last sequence of the last episode of the dub. And it had not only the bad voice acting, but Black Zarak flying around like that. And people that weren't familiar with it had no idea what to think.
Yeah, I watched it with the sound off and enjoyed it immensely.
Don, I'm glad you got your Devil Stinger and had a really good deal.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's
it looks really nice.
It does. And basically, like I said, unless they do, I mean, I know there's that gigantic action version, but it does not transform.
It's nice enough. Right. I'm happy with it.
It's nice enough, but, you know, until we get, like, E-Hobby releases an Encore Devil Zarak, Black Zarak, or we get a Titans Return, and then they'll get it as Black Zarak, probably, I don't see me having another representation of that character in my on my shelves at this point.
So I want to power the Prime Scorponok so bad.
That'd be awesome. So please. Don has Devil Stinger in frame, and I just noticed that I have my Hawaiian shirt Alf doll in frame back there.
It's basically the same.
It's just exactly the same. Matt, did you get anything?
I did indeed. Thanks to Chris, I got Deluxe Twin Twist and Windblade.
Damn, I still can't find those.
Yeah, so I found... three wind blades, three twin twists, and a misfire. All in the space of two stores a couple weeks ago.
And bought them all.
What chains were they again, Chris?
Target.
My target's reset, and they've got nothing new.
Yep, same here.
Yeah, I would have actually had these last week, thanks to Chris, but my post office didn't cooperate with me. So,
mine reset, and they have Leader Megatron, which I skipped.
And most importantly of all, far more important than anything else, I got Marvel Legends Death's Head 2.
Heck yeah! You know you did.
That's beautiful.
I think everyone here has that figure now. Well, almost everyone
I don't.
Here.
Yeah, I will.
I haven't bought a Marvel Legends figure in years, and I had to buy it just because.
I say it's been probably a decade, like the first couple rounds of the Hasbro thing or Toy Biz since I bought a Marvel Legends. But
you know,
yeah.
You notice I'm ignoring Death's all of two. You right now.
It is the most 90s-ish thing you'll ever see. It's so amazing.
Early 90s.
It's so amazing.
I mean, like, that and Deathlok have a run on each other, I think.
Yeah.
Worst part is Deathlok is from the 70s.
Yeah.
Not the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
But the costume's almost completely identical, which is...
Yeah. I guess he was just ahead of his time.
Yeah.
Chris, did you go?
I don't have anything new this week.
Okay.
Me either.
Okay. John, you need anything?
Nope.
Okay, I guess we're done. Okay, so we're having a little bit of an internal debate on what to do with This Week in History. I think last week we said we're going to put it on hold for a little while, but it just doesn't feel right in my heart to do that.
Well, we just need something good to replace it.
Anthony said he had an idea, so he can get in touch with me.
Maybe his idea is next week in history, where we, you know, talking about, like, what's
how about last week? Last week in history?
What about Masterpiece Theater?
1989, the Transformers, the movie, is finally released to Japanese theaters.
After 2010 has already been in theaters.
Masterforce and Victory.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, what? I never really heard why it took so long to get there. Was there a reason that we ever heard for the delay? I mean, because nowadays a movie will show up in Japan not long after it shows up here in the U.S. within 2 or 3 months or so, but 3 years?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm certain there's a reason, and I'm certain I could look it up on the wiki, but I don't think it matters. It's just too funny. Oh, God, there's Massey.
We just were talking about this a few weeks ago, like, you know, when did they actually get the movie released over there? And then this came up today.
And it was actually this week as well. Or was it today?
It was actually today.
Today.
Like this very, August 9th.
The 31st anniversary. We talked about this pretty extensively last year. But it's the 31st anniversary of Transformers movie being released in the U.S. So 3 years after is when Japan got it. Plus they got the Laserdisc version like a year after that. And that was like the holy grail for a lot of Transformers fans for a long time. I still actually don't own a Laserdisc copy of Transformers the movie.
How is that possible?
I know, right?
You've got that Dracula movie that was horrible, and
yeah, it was
Evil
awesome
Dead 2.
That red copy, red disc
the
copy
red,
of
Red Evil Disc 2. Evil Dead 2. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. That's at Ricky's house. I need to see if he still has it.
Probably not.
We've got the Japanese laser disc of Army of Darkness under its Japanese title, which is Captain Supermarket.
Oh, that's awesome.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Also, it's a completely different cut of the movie, incidentally. It's the original cut that Sam Raimi wanted.
Oh,
as
like
opposed
the original ending.
Is that the Knucklehead edition or whatever it's called?
Come on.
I don't know, but I don't know which edition it is. But yeah, it's it's an original cut. They went back and added a lot of jokes before it was actually released, and this is very different, actually.
I did not know that. That is the most wonderful thing.
Yeah. I've been wanting a Japanese... Well, I guess it wouldn't... Would it be in... The poster wouldn't be in English, would it? But if I could get a poster that actually said that would be fantastic.
Well, I'm going to check Amazon right now. I need a copy of that.
Yes, you do.
Captain Supermarket poster. I just typed Captain Supermarket. The first thing that popped up was poster. Oh my God, that poster is phenomenal.
Is it beautiful?
That is not at all like the Army of Darkness poster. I mean, it is, but...
Do you know that I have never seen Army of Darkness or Evil Dead at all?
Oh,
I have never seen those.
Why not?
You should at least see Army of Darkness.
Yeah, it's really good.
I've just never...
You would enjoy it.
I know it's more comedy than horror, but I just never... got around to watching it.
Kim.
Okay, Don, you talk about that stupid show that Bruce Campbell was in all the time.
Burn Notice.
You know? No, not Burn Notice. The one that lasted like a year.
Briscoe County Jr.
Jack of All Trades.
Jack of Hearts. Well, Jack of Hearts.
And that was not a stupid show. That was a good show. Oh.
But the point I'm making is
that I'm not even making fun of Don when I say that was a good show. I liked it. I enjoyed Jack of All Trades.
This image is high res.
It lasted one season, and he hasn't seen Army of Darkness.
This image is so high res, I can print this as 11 by 17, and it's going to look good. Ooh.
But could you like blow it up further and section it and paste it in your hall like Hey Mickey's Vigo the Carpathian?
That's wonderful. I'm not that cool.
Unfortunately, you know, that is no longer with us, but it's been replaced by something.
Yeah. May Vigo rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Vigo.
Or Brian, you could just piece like a leg onto the internet and then just post the body part every couple of weeks. And
you know what? Vigo may be gone, but life is but a door. Death is but a window. He'll be back.
Nice. That is beautiful. God, I love you. Okay, let's go ahead and move along. The big item this week, and I did not read the story, and I just saw this in piecemeal on Twitter, so I'm going to have to ask Rob Clay to tell us what's going on with this. The new Transformers animated series for 2018, Cyberverse, Chapter 1, plus Rescue Bots Academy, debut scheduled. Rob, you wrote this article. Tell us what happened.
There's really not a lot of information yet. Hasbro's presentation to press and shareholders showed this slide that's going to be the 2018 series replacing Robots in Disguise. The only things we know for sure is that they are using G1 art as a placeholder for it, and it is, as with Robots in Disguise, aimed at kids 6 to 10 years old. The other interesting thing being that they're not listing this as having seasons, they're listing the seasons as chapters. So it seems like there's definitely some kind of plan for this, but we don't know anything yet. I expect this will be one of the things that gets announced at HasCon, definitely.
Oh, that's my way.
So we know for a fact that it's not a continuation of Robots in the Skies, right?
We're reasonably certain about that.
None of the same production staff is involved, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, the one of the writers on Robots in Disguise, Adam Beechin, confirmed today he is not a member of the writing staff. That doesn't necessarily mean anything, because as I mentioned before, they're dumping just about everybody involved with Rescue Bots when they start Rescue Bots Academy. But yeah, the speculation is that this may be the, you know, retelling of G1 that they've been threatening for like 20 years now.
Rob Springer's on that bandwagon. Not on the bandwagon, but he is sending me photos all the time of things that are popping up that are in that new G1 style. And I don't know if there's any relation to what's coming, but there's a lot of stuff out there that looks like G1 but isn't G1.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense to take that approach just because, like, Classics has gone on for most of the last 10 years with no real direct mainstream media support.
Yeah.
Like, there's the IDW comics, which have come around to be a tie-in for it. But, like, in terms of something that an average kid can turn the TV on and see whenever, like, no. I mean, it might be time to start taking that approach and, like, consolidate stuff down a little bit.
Yeah.
I've heard an awful lot of anecdotal evidence that Generations outsells movie stuff with kids, so that may be something they're looking at here.
Very possible. The only thing I know for sure out of this presentation, though, was that Rob Springer in Hooper X's photo was in it. Did you guys see that?
No. Which one?
So the photo of a Chris, Rob, the different Chris, Rob, and Hoop were featured in a newspaper article around the time of Revenge of the Fallen.
Mm-hmm.
And the photo of them with all their toys nerding it up was in the Hasbro investor presentation talking about...
That's been a couple years back, hadn't it? I remember that.
But that was 8 years ago.
Yeah, I kind of remember that happening, too.
Yeah, but that photo was in that deck, the picture of them basically talking about Transformers storytelling or something like that.
That's weird.
Yeah. So, but at least there was no third-party Devastator in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably a mistake you only make once.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else, Rob?
No, that's about it, except that we do have a very loose release date scheduled for Rescue Bots Academy, which is that it will premiere along with Cyberverse Chapter 2 sometime in 2019.
So if we get a new Transformer series that is sort of G1, it's not going to be a continuation. I don't think they're going to try to pull a Dragon Ball Super, but what if they did?
No, I think speculation is it's going to be like a redo. Like they're going to take classic, maybe some classic elements and plot lines and retell them.
But what if they did? Like in some sense.
Like a Sunbow-ized version of the Headmasters or Master Force.
No, well, not even that. It's just like what if?
Just imagine that'd be the best thing ever.
Yeah, oh, it would be. But like, what if the movies never happened? I mean, it's basically going to be what it's kind of like. What if the Transformers movie never happened? What if season 3 never happened?
That'd be a horrible thing.
Exactly, and yeah. You just got
season 3 is the best thing that ever happened to Transformers. Exactly.
So yes, it is.
You can't pretend like that didn't happen.
If I can't have planets for crazy people, then I don't want it.
So and there,
okay.
Look, we cannot live our lives without the history of Transformers, including the tenure of the best leader, Rodimus Prime.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
A world without five faces of darkness is not a world that I want to live in.
Can I try, please?
No.
If I don't get Carnage and C-Minor, I revolt.
Don, we're giving you, instead of the regular five faces of darkness, we're giving you the five death heads of darkness.
Oh, okay, let me tell you this. Other than maybe like five episodes, maybe six episodes from season 3, if season 3 vanished, I would have no problem with that. Leave my season 2 alone.
That's more than the good episodes in season 2. I think there are like three of those.
What if every episode of Transformers was bought?
Also, just I was thinking about it, and I hate to say this, but the Machinima series is Dragon Ball Super for G1.
That's just being mean to Dragon Ball Super. I mean...
Yeah, it really is.
Okay, cool. Make a little note that we froze up there. That's unfortunate, but that hasn't happened in like 2 years.
It's my fault.
Yeah, it is. Actually, it probably is.
Great.
You're the variable.
Chris. Sorry.
So, actually, Chris, you probably have the best internet of any of us here.
Me?
You have fiber, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that internet's awesome.
How fast is your internet, Triple?
I don't have the best.
It's not how fast it is, it's how stable it is.
No, but yeah. I'm just curious, like, how fast is his fiber?
It's like, it's probably like 50 symmetrical.
I have no idea.
Oh, hey, Mickey's got like three times that.
I don't have like the best,
but he has like
the best plan, but I have fiber.
But he has like a 9 millisecond ping.
I have fiber, and I'm like,
Mickey's ping is 2 milliseconds. Oh. I did like 5-speed tests when I was visiting him.
It's enough to really kill those camp counselors.
Yeah. Dang it. Okay.
I'm glad all of y'all have fiber and are nice and regular, but...
And to tie it back into Transformers, Sue Blue was in Friday the 13th, Part 7.
She's also going to be at HasCon. Is that in the show notes?
Yeah.
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 Okay. Don, you have to give her a Titanmaster RC.
Don. HasCon will both have Sue Blue and a Headmaster RC figure.
Oh my it's God. Like
you have to go.
Skip KFCon. Go to that.
Destiny.
No, Brian, if you can get an extra RC, I will PayPal you the money and just give it to Miss Blue and tell her this is from me. I'm sure she'll probably remember me whether she wants to or not.
I'm sure you've heard of me.
This is from the guy who couldn't be bothered to come and get the autograph himself.
Yeah. No, I'm
supposed
just...
Headmaster RC fan.
You record a video of Dawn. You walk up to her. You play the video. You
that's not stalkerish at all.
That would be wonderful. Actually,
You don't record a video. You get Don on Skype.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, again, I'm going to plug what I posted to Facebook and Twitter. The video from season 5, I posted another one like yesterday or the day before. Tommy Kennedy wanting stupidly to be a headmaster. I swear that it was just a young headmaster Don.
Okay, Brian. I'm gonna put that rumor to rest because when that came out in what
87.
Okay, I was 17 or 18 years old.
Tom Holland is like 48 and he's playing 15 year old.
I could not be that young guy, and I never had hair that awesome, so it can't be me.
Okay.
Well, they have a makeup department that can do all kinds of things, Don.
It's a likely story.
They're beauticians, not magicians.
Have we ever seen Tommy Kennedy and Don in the same room together?
Yes,
Botcon 2016, 15.
Yes, we both were at Botcon.
But we haven't seen Don and the Prime Puppet in one place together at the same time.
Also, oh, okay. Don, I will contest your assertion that beauticians are not magicians, because have you seen some of the people they work on?
Yeah, me, and I'm proof. If they can't improve on this when they got so far to go.
Okay, so this popped up today. So we learned this week that the next Target Master MP40 is going to be Target Master. Pardon me, the masterpiece. The next is going to be Target Master Hot Rod, based on the recent Hot Rod mold. Thankfully, not MP09. But it looks like that we are going to get the mold for Firebolt as offshoot.
Other way around.
Oh, that's right.
It all means the same.
They didn't use Firebolt for the 2009 version. So they're using. Was his name Firebolt in Japan?
Did he exist in Japan?
Did they have Target Masters in Japan?
No.
Hot Rod did not have a Target Master in Japan.
They released the toy. But they released the toy.
Are you sure about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I bought it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're talking about the reissue?
The Encore version, yeah.
Yeah, he's talking about the Encore. Yeah.
Okay, fine, but that wouldn't have anything to do with. Never mind. If they were doing an Encore version of that, they would just name it after what the American one version was, because there wasn't an original Japanese one.
Okay. So, but yeah, so we are getting the new Hot Rod mold with the old Firebolt or offshoot mold from the Toys R Us exclusive version that came out in the U.S. in 2012, something like that, 2011. Mm-hmm. I never bought that, so it'll be nice to get that actual mold.
So the question I've got to ask is, will it work with my current MP Hot Rod?
Yes.
Then I don't need it, because I already have that.
Okay, no.
I mean, it won't plug into it, but you can hold it.
Firebolt, that's what I was asking.
The Firebolt that comes with MP40 should work with your existing MP Hot Rod, but that's because it's almost certain to be retooled with a different handle so that Masterpiece Hot Rod can actually hold it, because Masterpiece Hot Rod cannot hold offshoot.
Why not?
The handle's too big.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Offshoot is a pretty big figure for a Target Master. So
why aren't they just doing a new mold for this?
Because it exists.
It looks big when in the photos where they put it on the car too. It looked like it was bigger than it needed to be on the car.
Well, honestly though, Firebolt on G1 Hot Rod was kind of unwieldy in vehicle mode, so that's really not that far from the aesthetic that the G1 toy had. When he's holding him in gun mode, with Rodimus in robot mode, it looks a lot better scaled together. But yeah, Fireball was always this wedge of gun sitting on his hood for G1. So it's really
There's been days I've wished I had a wedge of gun sitting on my hood as I've been driving around.
But this makes this.
I wish I liked Masterpiece Hot Rod better than I do. I don't think I need to buy this again. Regardless of Target.
I like it. I like MP Hot Rod.
I've got that Rodimus that came with offshoot, and I really don't need a combined version of that. Not for if it was a different mold or some coloring differences or.
Well, this is a redeco.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Okay, because I thought it was I hadn't seen the side by side.
Yeah, this is using Acom's incorrect color model for Hot Rod.
Yeah, his maroons are are darker, and he's got some more paint apps.
Oh, okay.
But it's still not enough to make me buy that toy that I'm not really all that excited about.
Yeah,
I see what you mean, because it's
so this is weird. So yeah, you're right. Target Master Hot Rod was not released in Japan initially. I don't know why the Encore version had the freaking Target Master.
Because Americans wanted it.
No,
because the mold was available?
Probably because the mold was permanently changed to accommodate that, and all the stuff was there on the tooling, so let's just, you know.
Might as well do it.
Yeah, make this cool thing that you couldn't actually have when you were a kid in Japan.
Yeah, that's so weird to me, but it makes sense.
Mm. Although, since we've worked out recently that the Rebirth did not get broadcast in Japan until 2007. That means Japan had Encore Hot Rod with a Target Master before they ever officially saw yeah, the cartoon episode that introduced that concept. So that must have been really weird.
That is awesome.
Hey, Brian, you know what else is weird?
What?
Why would an American want Overlord? I mean, seriously.
That's true. Only Europeans and Japanese people would want Overlord.
Exactly.
Okay, okay. I want him booted from the call right now.
I just don't like the new colors on Hot Rod.
Oh, I love these colors on it.
Really?
Yeah, these colors are great. Also hilarious what they're based on.
So weird. Okay. But yeah, so Target Monster
Hot Rod. I like
the
colors. I just don't like the toy enough to buy it again. Now, if it was the e-hobby colors, then okay, I might buy that again.
What's the e-hobby colors? Is it the purple thing?
The black with the
dark,
purple. And,
yeah, the black and purple and teal.
Yeah, that's pretty.
So Triplett provided the best segue to the next news article, but we just completely let it go. We have photos of the Legends version of Overlord, potentially. There's a question mark there.
The title is what has changed for...
No, it looks like they have Power Masters now. God Masters.
No, they don't.
What is it then?
Molding on the compartments.
Oh, that's lame.
These are the January Legend series releases. So it's the Autobot clones, Blitzwing, and Overlord. Overlord seems to have non-transforming inserts in the shape of the Power Master engines.
Oh,
I don't like that.
That's not good.
But it looks like they come out.
Well, I mean, potentially they could be glued in for all we know,
or they could be paint.
Not deep enough to just be paint on the inside of the compartment.
You're assuming that the chest has not been remolded like the hatches have.
Well, the hatches are a separate piece, and nothing else on the torso looks like it's been changed in molding. So,
okay.
The simplest answer is that those are insert pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Because I was sitting here looking to pre-order it while we were talking about it, but if it's just the molded detail, it's just...
Yeah, because there's two Titan Masters that come with this now, completely new molds. It's not either of the ones that came with our Overlord or Sky Shadow, even though those were already made to kind of be Mega and Giga. So they made new ones that are more accurate to their Godmaster
armor. That are more Mega and Giga.
Yeah, and have completely new face sculpts on them. So you technically have option face parts for this Overlord.
Okay, but so weird.
I wonder...
Like, he's still a headmaster, though, right?
Head
still comes out?
Okay, so let me make sure I understand this, just to make sure I'm not being stupid here. You get Giga and Mega.
Yes.
But they apparently do not become Titan Masters to give you the chest appearance, and the chest appearance are basically painted slugs that possibly go in there.
Yes.
That sucks.
A little bit, yeah.
Maybe we should get the Hasbro version, just saying.
I did get the Hasbro version. So, like, I bought the Hasbro version early based on the notion I had that Takara probably could not do enough to their version to make me want to have it over the Hasbro one. Turns out I was right.
Because I figured they would make this thing as Master Fortious as possible.
Right?
To go with Jinrai.
You'd think so.
But they didn't.
They have. This is as Master Fortious they can go with this mold.
Yeah, apparently, but I mean,
maybe with Power of the Primes coming out, knowing that it was coming out, they just said screw it, and they'll have something that's more Godmaster with that.
Because I mean, can you imagine
getting two Overlords in the space of like 18 months?
I'm not even saying Overlords,
not having one.
I'm just saying
the
God.
25 years.
I'm just saying the Godmaster. You'll have like God, like the Godmasters almost are basically Power Ma- not whatever they're called the. The Prime Masters. Oh my god. The Prime Masters are basically God Masters anyway.
It's just now I'm not sure if it's worth paying the extra money because
if you're going to
pay the extra money, you may as well get the US version and Sky Shadow because their Titan Masters represent Mega and Giga. And at that point you have two toys.
And Sky Shadow is pretty.
And I've already got Sky Shadow, so yeah.
So just buy yourself some random Markdown Titan Master, put Sky Shadow's face on it, and then just, you know, do something with, get yourself a nice Shapeways face or something for that so you have Mega and Giga.
Trent Troop has made an engine component on his Shapeways store Giga's backpack, I think. So halfway there.
All and right. He also, of course, has that backing plate that was originally designed for Titan Master Bronze Head. So between all those things, you could have yourself a pair of Godmasters for Overlord and his having a permanent face.
I would be surprised if Trent does not have either up already or in the works a Mega Engine Plate 2. The Giga one is just the one I specifically saw today.
Yeah.
There's also another option in our next news story too, but we should probably talk briefly about the other Legends toys before we go to that.
So Blitzwing, what do you guys think about the colors?
I'm going to stick with my Hasbro one that I already have.
Yeah.
I think it looks nice. I just don't need it.
I think it looks nice.
I think it's pretty.
I'm upset that the headmaster is not a tiny football coach.
Yes, I agree. I mean, they did some brilliant stuff with their Octane. I'm kind of disappointed Blitzwing is not better than it is.
Yeah.
But that seems to kind of be the theme of January's Legends. Why aren't these better?
And the Autobot clones are animation, I guess what, from the commercials?
Headmasters, I think.
Ah.
Yeah, I'll be perfectly fine with the Autobot clones that I already have slash am getting.
Right. So. But this would be also an option for people who never got the box set if they just want clones. So
yeah.
Oh, actually, no, the ones that I currently have, I'm still waiting on a Decepticon one. That's right.
Yeah. Speaking of that, breaking news on Twitter. The Siege on Cybertron box set has appeared. It has appeared in a Toronto Toys R Us.
Okay.
Complete with the label on the box that says Big Bad Toy Store exclusive.
Oh my God. Nice.
So it's not exactly news that Toys R Us would be distributing the set. It is entertaining that apparently all the sets have Big Bad Toy Store stickers on them.
Yeah.
Yes. That's good advertising for them.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure Toys R Us is thrilled with that.
Look at all the good.
Big Bad Toy Store will get theirs soon because that's what
Toys R Us stickers on them.
Like I really really need to visit the website and find some stuff on Toys R Us. What's their website? BigBadToyStore.com. Yeah. Gotcha.
Look what good it did for the Transformers Collectors Club because that URL was on every single Transformer sold.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Next item. Overpower Upgrade Kit, TF Nation exclusive, turns Titan Masters into proper Power Masters for Overlord. Don, yep. There you go. Those look good.
Didn't we talk about this already?
I don't think it was this specifically, was it?
No,
because this came up in the last few days. This is another like first sale thing. These apparently will be available some other way. But yeah, it's almost exactly what... we were describing before. It is a set of hand-chromed Mega and Giga engine blocks and a new backing plate for Overlord's face. And it would be it's a price that works out to about $25 US if you're going to TF Nation in the UK this weekend. But the that first edition is limited to 25 pieces, so I wouldn't hold my breath on being one of the people to get that, even if you're going.
And if anybody is there, pick me up a trade paperback. The last night, Premiere Edition, Dragonstorm in hand photos. Yeah.
So it looks okay. The paint's not super impressive on the production model, but that's mostly just prelude to the next thing, which is a breakage warning relating to the dragon heads. From what I was able to work out from the video, the plastic that is the connection from the neck to the head itself apparently has a tendency to break sometimes as soon as you take it out of the package.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, that's
it sure would be nice to get a product that doesn't break this year.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Nice to see that the quality of the toys matches the quality of the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd already decided not to get Dragonstorm anyway, so, you know.
My Trypticon broke as soon as I got it out of the box.
What was it that broke again? I forgot.
My Trypticon.
Yeah, what part of it broke?
It was the waist, wasn't it?
It was the inside, the leg where the gear goes onto. There's like a
clip,
a plastic X that's built into the leg, and that just completely twisted.
Ooh, I don't remember that.
It's because you didn't cut the springs before you messed with it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I made sure to do that first thing.
Yeah.
Now the springs are a little too loose, but I prefer that to.
As long as it can still stand up.
Yeah, it can still stand up, but if I give it a good push, he falls over.
If I gave you a good push, you'd fall over.
It's true. Okay, so I'm going to read this and just understand that I don't know how to pronounce anything. Viacom. Voila. That's how I thought it was sounding, but it sounds like it sounds funny. No,
it's fine.
Viacom execs go to China to address concerns of Huawei media investors after Paramount underperformance. Basically, they went to China to, I guess, soften the blow about investments on a $1 billion slate financing deal with Paramount. The company is looking for assurances that the studio's upcoming movies will be more commercially successful. Specifically, they're disappointed with Baywatch, Ghost in the Shell, and Transformers. And believes Paramount's creative team has not done a good job of making films that will play to audiences. I mean, international audiences. I mean, audiences.
Or any audience.
That was that
probably
was,
right the first time.
I was there, right. Yeah.
So does the conversation begin with, "Have you heard of John Cena?"
That is awesome. That is awesome.
Well,
he's just like The Rock.
Triple just proved his worth being here this week.
Thank you.
Well done, Chris.
Yeah. I like that. Okay. What else we got going on here? Hascon 2017 official press release confirms Susan Blue's Stan Bush, Isabella Moner, Flo Rida, who we already know about, who I always say Florida just to irritate Kim. guys from a TV show that I've never heard of before, and a lot of other stuff. And Chewbacca Mom will still be there.
Yay.
And Stan Lee. I mean, it's way more packed than a BotCon when it comes to celebrity guests. There's nobody there I want to see, but I don't go for celebrity to guests.
At this rate, there is likely to be at least as many celebrity guests as just convention goers.
Yeah. Oh. I'm excited, honestly. I really am.
Really?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
RC. I want that RC.
Yeah.
And I kind of don't. Like, I'm kind of over that whole idea.
As long if I can snag two for Don's autograph.
It's a Titans Return figure. I can't not love it. So.
Oh. If I can get Susan Blue's autograph, too. Susan Blue and Don.
On the same figure?
Yes. And that would be contest swag.
Oh, yes, it would.
I got to think up the contest that would warrant such an amazing thing. People, contact at tfradio.net or tweet at me. Like, what kind of contest should we run? It's like Eric's going to say the first tweet from Eric Crownover wins.
I think to win that, you have to like win Ninja Warrior or something. Just
yeah,
to
I know.
Yeah, no, I was trying to like construct in my head, like, okay, where could we set up an obstacle course?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. You have to beat the arcade gauntlet on one quarter.
The arcade gauntlet can't be beaten as far as I know. It does not end.
There That's you go.
Don is a witness.
Diabolical.
Yeah. But yeah, Susan Blue, and there's no guarantee of Susan Blue's autograph on it, but we will get Don's, so gotta figure that out.
We can guarantee that someone will write the name Susan Blue on the figure.
Okay, so the contest will be the best forgery of Sue Blue's signature.
So that evolution of Bumblebee 3-pack, what's it actually called? Is it actually called Bumblebee Evolution? Yeah. I
think it's Bumblebee 3 Bodies Evolution. I think.
I love that.
That's what I keep wanting to call it. Yes.
I hate it.
That's
because
what I do keep calling it.
Why is Bumblebee floating in space like this?
Diecast.
Yeah. I was going to say, I hate it because I didn't want it until I saw the packaging.
That's nice.
And then I was like, oh, that's really nice.
That's
I want
a nice package.
That.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one where it's like in a garage?
Garage, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it is nice looking.
That's so me. I have to have it now. I don't need to open it. I just have to own it.
Well, you already probably have all three of the figures in it. So
all three of the cars.
Exactly.
Yes, all three of the cars, too.
With better paint, too. So,
you know, this is kind of weird. I don't want to say it. I don't care anything about it from a Bumblebee standpoint or a car standpoint. But if they're doing nice sets like this, I wish they could find a way to make the twist ties a lot less obtrusive than what they are. Maybe make them clearer. maybe put them under the card. I still hold it down. Because as I mean, I know that's not what it, but this is geared for collectors. This is not geared. They wouldn't put this much into a set for just kids to rip open and play with the toys.
If they thought they'd make more money from it, they would.
The alternative for this would be to have, you know, there's the tray they sit in, but then also a counter molded one that fits over the top to hold them down in place, like figure arts packaging or that kind of thing. Like that would basically be the alternative you're looking for.
Or maybe,
just glue them in,
or make the twist ties in clear plastic. So that
So like the little straps, the little plastic ties they use to strap them in now are fairly, like, they don't even have the wire in them anymore. That's pretty much as low profile as you're going to get them and still have them hold something in.
Well,
lowest profile would be a screw on the bottom.
Yeah, what they're using currently are like the little nylon things that keep the tags on.
Yeah, I hate those.
Yeah,
I hate them so much.
In the olden days when they used wire ties, what they could have done is run those through the wheel wells, and they would have been pretty unobtrusive. But that's just not possible.
They did that in some cases.
Yeah, but with the nylon things, I don't think that would be doable.
Yeah,
that'd be really hard.
Yeah, it's just in this set. As nice as the set does look, like for people like diecast or even like Camaro collectors that have no desire, they don't even care if it's a transfer. I'm one of my friends at the GameStop. He collects Camaros, but he has no key. He doesn't care if it's Transformers or not, and he would probably get this for his collection. But it just doesn't look good with those ties like that.
Where is this going to be available?
Is this the Transformers tribute that it's probably going to be Amazon have shown up so far?
Has that replaced Platinum?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, in as much as nobody carries Platinum anymore and someone is carrying Transformers tribute, you could make the associative leap that, yes, this has replaced Platinum, but officially, no.
Gotcha. Let's see.
The thing that bugs me is, like, Transformers tribute seems to kind of be all over the place. Like, not just in terms of what the content is, but, like, the quality of the packaging, too, because this is nothing like the other two Transformers tribute items that we know of and have been released. You know, if they're going to do something fancy like this, I'd like to see that be, like, an across-the-board move, like, have everything kind of fall in style. Not necessarily all be like garages, but some kind of like displayable packaging like this, something with a little bit the same level of effort in it instead of just like a normal window box.
At the same time, the Orion PAX 2-pack probably wouldn't have been $30 if it had had a box like that. So, I'm okay with that.
Okay, let's go ahead and jump to the next item.
One last thing. Okay. It was Sarah Peter Durocher did say on Twitter this was her work, this package design.
Oh, nice.
Getting together the materials and the brushes she needed for this is why she did that series of interlocking graffiti covers for some of IDW's comics at the beginning of the year.
Which just shows you how far back this stuff has developed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's see here. So we are getting, or Japan is getting, Transformers on Blu-ray, G1. Yes,
but not in HD.
It's not in HD.
No, it is basically the previously existing DVD box sets for Transformers and Transformers 2010 just put onto three Blu-ray discs. Yep. So no difference in quality.
Yep. But if you want it on Blu-ray, $175.
Well, it's a nice more efficient collection.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be nice to have it all on one disc.
One hard disc. I'm not promoting that, but I do have all of my Transformer stuff on my computer.
I mean, you know, if you buy the discs and you want to make like an archival backup copy for yourself that you don't distribute to anyone.
I've been doing that.
Nobody's going to really like... Nobody's going to really raise a fuss to you about that because they'll never know.
I do that.
Is that what Plex Media Server's for?
Yeah.
Pretty much. So that's coming out. Perfect Effect PC 16 Genrai Prime in hand photos of transforming Power Master Cab for Genrai and Power Master Prime.
You need this.
This looks so much better in color.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it?
Yeah, I kind of like it. Yeah,
I do too.
I kind of want the Ultra Magnus version.
Yeah, I kind of want it, but those smokestacks on the chest just—it's
weird.
That does bug me. Yeah, that, I won't lie.
It really bugs me. It's like, I mean, I get they're doing the whole fake chest like the G1 toy did, but it's just weird.
It looks
I saw
really
a
nice.
Photo today on I saw a photo today on Twitter, and it looks like this is not all that much smaller than Classic Voyager Optimus either.
Hmm. I guess that makes sense given the cab size of the of that mold.
Is that the original IQ?
I like the look of it. I think it looks neat.
Is that a
new? Oh, no, that's PC-15. That's for PC-15. Okay. That was a set of Power Master, a head with light-up eyes, and...
A high Q.
Thigh fillers.
Yeah, thigh fillers. But yeah, here's the problem with this, is that it's $60.
Yeah. Ouch. It's not as bad as it could be.
And PC-15 is $30 or $35.
Oh.
Yeah, $35, I
and,
believe.
You know, you have to have both to have the, like, Power Master and everything.
Yeah, so if you want to put another $100 into your Power Master Optimus Prime or Jinrai to have it exactly the way you want, you know, more power to you, but... As much as I like these, I can't do it.
Well, moving from one thing that I think looks great to one thing that I absolutely do not, X-Transbots Master X MX-3 Eligos Clear Purple Edition of their Masterpiece style, not Cyclonus.
I thought Don might be interested in this.
He doesn't like Season 3.
Well, no, I have the regular figure. And on my Crystal Plastics, I like it to be, for the Toy World Cosmos that I picked up, he's crystal, but he does have a lot of different colors, the yellow, the greens, some of the highlights as well. When it's all one solid, I mean, I know what they're going for the transition scene from a Insecticon, pick your poison, to Cyclonus. That's what, I mean, it captures that snapshot moment perfectly. But from a collection standpoint, with it being just that one solid block of pink crystal plastic, it's actually less interesting than the original figure to me.
I would rather have like the sweeps and Cyclonus and Scourge. Did they get the grid? They got the grid treatment too, right? Like Galvatron got where it was deconstructed and reconstructed. They did not. Okay,
no, not in such detail. No.
Okay, because I would like to have a toy that was kind of clear. But also, like, the grid where they're trying to draw out what the toy looks like. Uh-huh. Kind of like how similar to-ish to, like, the DX9, not Mirage, where he's transitioning from transparent to opaque, which is beautiful. And again, thanks, Diecast, for getting that for me. But, yeah, this does nothing for me.
Yeah. You know, if I had my druthers, what I would like to have seen them repaint is the Cyclonus from Killing Jar in the inverted color scheme.
I'd buy that.
Yeah, or cool. I don't know why more outfits don't tap into that as a source of recolors.
I mean it could be your G2 Cyclonus if you wanted to call it that. It can be a variant, just a variant for the shell. I mean, if this had some other colors in it, maybe like some darker purples to offset all that lavender.
But yeah, I'm going to go with Kilby's idea on this and like keep the base plastic color, but yeah, paint the grid lines on. Even if it's not accurate to the scene in the movie, it would still make it interesting looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I hope it sells well for him, but this is not for me, which is weird considering how much I like my Crystal Plastics.
That is weird.
I still think lit properly, this could be really attractive looking on the shelf.
Especially as lit by Unicron lamp, it would look really nice.
So, yeah, at that point, you'd only be like $1,300 into the whole project.
What you're saying is it needs to be a Christmas light of some kind.
Oh, wow.
A Christmas topper. Yeah. A Christmas tree topper.
I'm assuming they won't send any of these out for review because they would probably break during transformation.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, did we talk about the new Optimus that showed up?
Which one, Don?
It's the Tribute Optimus Prime, the 07 Optimus.
Oh, no, we didn't. Go ahead.
Yeah, it just came up. XV posted it on Monday. The 07 Optimus has gotten a new super high deco paint job, and is now
and some chrome.
And it's on Amazon right now, $79.99 with free shipping. And it is the 07, but I still like the 07 toy. It is a very clunky toy compared to things we're getting nowadays. But if we didn't have this toy, we wouldn't have had Revenge of the Fallen, and we wouldn't have had all the subsequent primes as well. So I think in this deco, it looks absolutely fabulous. It's not Nightwatch Prime, but it's pretty damn close.
Yeah, I saw it, and I didn't even realize it was the 07 Optimus the first time I saw it. I was thinking it was something else at first.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and do that then, Don. So our pal Metro Parks actually just tweeted at me the Chaos on Velocitron 5-pack on Amazon for it's above retail. It's $149, but that's less than it's going for on eBay in one package. So I went ahead and created the link for that, which is tfradio.net/Velocitron. But that Prime, I'm looking for that Prime. I saw it earlier this week.
Hang on, I'm on the page. I'll put the link in.
Just tell me what's it called. Okay, give me the name, Don.
Oh, it's...
how it's listed.
It's Transformers Movie Anniversary Edition Optimus Prime.
Okay.
You'd think that they would put Tribute in there since it's on the box, right?
Oh yeah, that, and it's $80.
Yeah,
is that retail on it?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's a 2007 mold. It has lights. You know, they've up decoed it, put chrome on it. So the same we were getting Cybertron Primus for $150 through Toys R Us. Like, you can kind of see how this would inflate. Also, I have some issues with the idea of paying $80 for you know, a 10-year-old leader class toy.
Yeah.
At the same time, like, I've handled this in the past. It's not a bad mold by any stretch. It's not movie accurate, but if you're just interested in, like, going back to a classic of the movie line, like Don said, probably would do worse on this picking up a vintage one.
Yeah, it was a fun toy. I liked it.
So I went ahead and put that out there as tfradio.net/tribute. And the Chaos and Velocitron set is tfradio.net/Velocitron, VelocitroN. And of course, if you want to get anything on Amazon, we would really appreciate it because it helps pay for the show. And God knows I need to pay for the show. So we just posted a podcast today from Anthony, and he had mentioned how we produce daily content. I'm like, we don't produce daily content. No, God, I think we do. So,
well, we produce daily content on all the days that we produce content.
This is true, but hosting fees are not cheap. Did I tell you guys when I built the new site and put the site up, I had a shared hosting plan? Because I didn't know. Like the old site was on a managed server, and this one was. I was moving to a new platform, so I'm like, the cheap account will be fine. So actually, I had the highest end cheap account, the shared server. And this was at midnight when I launched the site. I turned it on, and within minutes, the site was crashing because of traffic and because of use. So I was on the phone until 2 o'clock in the morning with the web host. This was on my birthday. Wow. Too. I was
happy birthday.
Yeah, I was on the phone with the web host at 2 o'clock in the morning, getting it converted over to a dedicated server because I was an idiot and thought that I could get by with the cheap hosting. I really can't.
Not on the level we operate. No.
Not the level we operate. It's not cheap. So tfradio.net/Amazon. We would appreciate anything that you can do. Anything you buy goes and helps us out. Hey, Rob, what's on TVomers this week?
Okay. XV's got a really nice gallery for Titans Return Windblade, and it's a Windblade. I'll put it this way.
I didn't think it would be as bad as he thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I think it looks okay, but, you know, definitely XV's gallery is as good as that figure is ever going to look. Definitely. Yeah. He reviewed Till All Are One number 12, and we are really sad to see that comic go. That has been such a great series, and it's really a shame.
Yeah. But we get one more issue, an annual, though, right?
Yeah, we get an annual.
In December, I believe.
And then that's it.
Yeah. And also, I reviewed First Strike number 1, which is part of the summer Hasbroverse crossover thing. And I actually liked it a lot more than I expected to, because thanks to two writers who actually really liked the character, one being Margaret Scott from Till All Are One, Scarlet's not an idiot this time.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and that kind of makes all the difference, because, yeah, in Revolution, Scarlet was an idiot, and since Scarlet was kind of the center of the entire story, that kind of spoiled it completely. And in this one, I don't know if they were specifically going to extra lengths to show that Scarlet was not going to be an idiot this time, but no, Scarlet is behaving intelligently and responsibly, and it looks like she's still going to be kind of the focal point of the story at this point, so that is really good to see. So yeah, First Strike, so far, my first impressions of it are significantly better than those of Revolution, so it may be worth checking out for you guys.
Cool. Let's see here. Anything else before we jump to what's on the network?
Unless you got something in the mailbag.
Yeah.
No, I didn't pull anything this week. I've been slack this week, I'm sorry. I will correct that next week. Don, what's on the network this week?
On the network this week, Superhero Time presents that one episode of Star Trek, A Matter of Time. Find out what amazing thing happened to Hey Mickey during the show's week off. Before we get started on our episode of the week, A Matter of Time from Star Trek Next Generation, but you might recall it more clearly as that time Matt Frewer showed up.
RFC,
in my mind, it's basically what would happen if Don found a time machine.
Well, for one thing, I would have a bigger shuttle than he was using, because I need more max headroom than that. RFC Extra number 35, a destroy, erase, improved perspective on Power of the Primes. On this RFC Extra, Anthony from TFU Info reprises his classic Radio Free Cybertron segment, Destroy, Erase, Improve, to share his insights on Power of the Primes. Being Awesome number 114, Calibrate and Listen. In This Week in Awesome, Rob briefly discusses Cyberverse news and how that little picture of Rob and his friends in the Hasbro slideshow led to Botlana. New episodes of Voltron and a new Marvel Digest is out this week. Oh, hey, Q&A is all about what would Rob like to see in a post-Bay movie reboot plot. RPG Lessons Learned episode 14, If You're Going Too Slow, Slow Down. On this episode of RPG Lessons Learned, Dusty, Brian, and Mike continued the discussion of the 4E games that Mike ran. This time we're talking about his Dungeon Dashes. How Was Your Weekend episode 15, or How Was Your Week And? On this episode of How Was Your Weekend, Wendy and Brian discuss the art of moving. Almost all of us have to do it from time to time, but almost none of us love it. Sometimes you gotta move. Wendy is moving from North Carolina to Tennessee, so it's top of mind for her. I got tongue-tied. The guys share some moving tips, experiences, and strategies, and parting ways with stuff you no longer need.
Don.
Also, we announced the new podcast name as recommended by Sean. There Goes My Money, episode 26, Breaking Down in Montana. On There Goes My Money, it's a third-party sort of week with toys from DX9, Bad Cube, and Generation Toy. We hope you like combiners. Diecast, what do you have on RFC Reviews this week?
Well, as we talked about earlier, I have Terminus Giganticus, Fans Toys FT20, and he's huge. And it was a big review, and you guys should check it out.
That was about 48 minutes, wasn't it?
Sounds about right.
I can understand maybe 48 minutes on that.
Pop some popcorn for this one.
Yeah.
Get a sandwich.
I can't understand 48 minutes on a deluxe toy, but I can understand it on that.
Put the kids to bed.
Okay. Remember, you can find Walk the dog at tfradio.net/531. That's how you can find this episode to view the show notes. And don't forget our voicemail line, 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. You can send us a text, leave us a voicemail. It all works. We are on Twitter at TF Radio. on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio and on Instagram at TF Podcast. Don, how do people get a hold of you?
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4EVR.
It just occurred to me, we didn't mention that you were on the Transmissions podcast this week.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess we are now.
Yes, the guys over at Transmissions needed a guest host, and after scraping the bottom of the barrel, they came up with me. So I was over there this week, gave my insight on a couple of things. And so please go check out Transmissions and hope you like it.
I need to check that out.
Yeah. Also, but the more important thing, Andrew Griffiths is on there, and he's got some important news about some upcoming stuff from IDW. So make sure if you read IDW, check it out.
Don, were you able to carry on conversation about the IDW comics with Andrew?
Oh, of course I did. We talked all about Regeneration 1.
Diecast.
Even if so, you would have had better conversation about Regeneration 1 than I would have.
Go ahead, Diecast.
Huh?
You're at Diecast 2 on Twitter, RSU Reviews on YouTube, and
he's
on Facebook.
He's stealing my routine here. I'm kind of insulted.
You are at Chris RTXV. On the Twitter,
also your mom's house,
yes, and on T-Formers TV.
So is Rob,
and so is Rob. Yes. Matt,
and I am on Twitter at Figure Reviewers and Flail Throughs. Also on YouTube at Flail Throughs, where I have just posted a review of a Zeta Gundam game for the Famicom to celebrate Review a Bad Game Day.
Cool.
Oh, hot scramble.
Cool. That was Rob.
Yes.
So Matt, he's not answering. Okay. Melvar on Twitter, 3 L's, 2 R's, MELLLVARR.
It occurs to me, if we all rebel against this social media thing, he's going to have to drop it at some point.
No.
Like, we're about halfway there this week. If we just keep this up.
I rebelled against it for years, so he made my account for me.
Exactly. I'll just make you another account, Chris.
Brian is helpful. Easily.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, here's the thing. If he wants to create dummy social media accounts for all of us that he plugs and also maintains throughout the week, I want to see that happen, because, like, there's nothing more I want out of life than to see Kilby waste all of his free time to no real gain.
Have you met me?
Yeah, several times.
You remember how I spent, like, the late 1990s? You're basically describing what I specialized in.
I kind of missed that, to be honest.
I know, me too. John.
Like, classic Kilby was my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm that John D everywhere.
And Chris, how do people get a hold of you? Chris Triplett.
Twitter at Man of the Town. And I hope you like Friday the 13th.
You post
to talk about now.
It is.
I think my videos are entertaining. I try to make every single one of them entertaining and very short.
I will be honest with you. I enjoy them.
Yeah, let's be fair here. Like, there is every reason to be all into a Friday the 13th multiplayer video game, because, like, how could that not be a great concept, even if the execution sucks balls?
Yeah, like, it's broken as heck, but it's fun. It's sort of brilliant in its
totally
brokenness.
I would be playing that if I had a PS4.
Yes!
Oh, okay, I'm just going to go out and say that I think he got too much glee from killing somebody in a sleeping bag.
That was awesome.
Now, it took me forever to get that, because how often do people hide in the tent? They know you're going to find them. I don't know why this idiot hid in the tent. I did it twice. That was awesome.
And I will tell you what, Don, I have gotten a ton of glee from killing someone in a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
That was before that game even came out.
I got a trophy for it. It said classic kill.
Nice. And I am personally on Twitter at BKilby and on Instagram at Brian Kilby. I have been posting pictures of my my toy collection as I refill my shelves. I got new shelving and I'm going through the process. It's painful, but I'm taking people along for the ride and check it out.
And on the downside, he's been posting bits of the Master Force dub, so any good he does has been negated by that.
I'm moving to Headmasters next.
Going out of sequence.
I am, but...
What you should do is go on to Victory, because that's much less commonly known.
That's true. But I guess part of the reason I'm doing that, I don't know that I mentioned this on the podcast last week. I know I mentioned it on post-show the week after. I am going to do a Transformers dub podcast. I figured out how to do it. And how to make it entertaining, and it will start here in about 3 weeks. I'm pre-recording episodes, so I am on definitely a dubs kick, and it's going to be awesome, and I'm excited.
So I'm imagining Star Saber with the Happy Days voice.
No, you want to know what it's called? Did I tell you?
I'm not sure.
What's wrong with the Headmasters?
Nice.
Ah, good.
That's the, yeah.
I think we finally found a podcast that I won't be on.
Don, you're the, I have you penciled in as my seventh guest.
Nice.
I think I'll be sick that day.
Yes. Okay.
Well, you will, but not for the reasons you think.
That's true. We'll see you later. Have a good one. Bye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Transformers. It's better than crack.